This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. The NAACP on Tuesday has accused Mississippi of discriminating against black residents for denying badly needed federal funds for drinking water infrastructure in Jackson and instead diverting money to largely white communities that needed it less. The group is asking the EPA to investigate the state's alleged history of civil rights violations. The complaint was filed under the Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. It forbids entities that receive federal funds from discriminating based on race or national origin. The Biden administration has said it will aggressively go after environmental discrimination. It's opened several investigations. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, a Republican, has blamed Jackson's water problems on mismanagement by city leaders. ULM will host the first training of the Criminal Defense Project on September 30th. The training session will be the first of many as ULM's inviting students, faculty, and staff to learn more about criminal defense. The Criminal Defense Project is a result of the passage of Senate Bill 206, which requires the state of Louisiana to enter into a contract with the University of Louisiana Monroe to provide criminal defense training for the entire state. Trainers come from the disciplines of criminal justice, communication, political science, public administration, and social works. They'll be talking about attorneys, investigators, management, mitigation, and staffing. With a candlelight vigil on Thursday at LSU and a fundraiser at Walk-Ons in Gonzales on Friday, Allie Rice's family says they received so much support since her September 16th death.
Allie Rice's aunt and godmother, Susie Rice, says since Allie's heartbreaking death, the community has rallied behind the family.
And not just Baton Rouge, Ascension, West Baton Rouge, Iberville, Texas, Florida, I mean, everywhere. It's amazing. I've never seen so many people come together like this.
She says it's hard to believe what happened.
You think about, you know, the holidays are coming up and she's not going to be there. It gets sad. Allie would not want us to be sad. She would not want us crying every day for sure.
I'm Brooke Thorington.